What does meditation mean to you and for you? When you hear that word meditation, what does it bring forth in your mind, in your mind's eye? And for me, this is something that was became a pivotal thing about the whole of awakening in general. And you know, when before I began my first ever meditation, I had this weird image of some yogi sitting in the lotus position, top of a mountain, you know, with traditional spiritual clothing on and all of that, and removed from society and, you know, in some secluded place. And, you know, my own ideas about meditation were really as much of that as I could achieve. So sitting in my own room, secluded from the world, you know, by turning off all my gadgets and everything, my phone on silent and all of that, and meditating for as long as I could. But it began to change as I stayed with that meditation. And maybe you notice this as you're working through your own journey. And really, it changed from this idea, meditation as something that I was doing to get somewhere. Really, you know, here I am sitting down for 20 minutes a day with the intention of recognizing what I am deeper and having some final moment where I finally am free, so to speak. And it began to change into, it was still sitting for whatever time I could each day, but realizing that it wasn't really so much about sitting down physically, although that was important until I got that discipline inside of myself. There was a point where that meditation became more something I was doing with my eyes open and while I was moving around the rest of my day as well. So really trying to hear the silence in the background of the car engine as I'm driving, as a noise in the car. I'm beginning to realize that I could hear it even though over the road, the noise of the road, if there was music in the car, whatever was going on, I could still hear the silence underneath that. And it was astonishing. And then in the middle of a busy supermarket on a Saturday afternoon, I could still hear the silence, notice the awareness. It was awareness of all that was moving. There was a lot of things moving in my environment. And that there was awareness of all of that equally present at all times. Or the sense of being, just the sense of being as my body's growing older, things are changing in my environment, all of that. There's something isn't changing in that. So it began to meditation move from something that I was doing to something that was just happening more and more by itself. And you might begin to notice that. And there's something important happening here because our ideas about meditation being something we do is beginning to fall away. And it becomes more of a way of being rather than something that we're actually striving to achieve. And, you know, whether I'm aware of my whole day, my, you know, go out, I get up off my meditation seat and go about my day. That my whole day, my body felt stressed and anxious and tired, or whatever was going on. Recognizing at the end of the day that at no point was I unaware. If you'd have stopped me, it asked at any point during that time, even when I was working, busy driving, cooking, any of those things, I could tell you what my body is feeling. I could tell you whether my mind was empty or not. I can tell you what my senses are perceiving. It's all happening and reporting back to this awareness, which is largely unnoticed but is constant. And in this way, my idea of meditation became less and less of a chore. I began to really look forward to it, and I began to finish my day. My last moments before I went to sleep were noticing the noumenon by whichever name I was. Looking, you know, silence or consciousness, beingness, presence. And I found that I slept better when I did that, and I woke up more refreshed somehow my body seemed more refreshed after the same amount of sleep. And there was an excitement to go about my day and see if I could notice the awareness, the consciousness, more and more often. And far from it becoming something that was constant, I didn't actually ever constantly manage to keep my attention on the awareness all through the waking state. But there was a deeper and deeper knowing that it's always there, whether I'm looking at it or not, because I am always here. Whether I'm looking at myself or my thoughts, whether I'm conscious of my consciousness or conscious of something else, like a thought, an experience, an emotion, some other being, something that my attention is drawn to, the work I'm doing, that consciousness is continuous. And it becomes less and less of an effort then, becomes more and more something I'm enjoying. I'm gradually noticing clearer and clearer each day. And less of my waking state is taken up by obsessing with thoughts and trying to get rid of thoughts and change things. And more just noticing the background of all of that. Whichever way it's showing up for me is silence, consciousness, the sense of being here, the sense of nowness, the aliveness of the now moment, of being this moment itself. Can you notice that starting to happen in your life? More and more of an interest in your own awakening and what's real for you throughout the rest of the waking state too. Even if that is right now thinking about the self more, thinking about yourself more, thinking about awareness is how it starts. Devotion to truth begins to build until it's really all of our attention is on more and more throughout the day. Of course, we're doing whatever tasks we need to do in our human lives, but more and more our heart is devoted to what's always here and a deeper recognition. Even if I wake up at 8 a.m. or 7 a.m. or 6 a.m. and I do my 20 minutes of meditation and then I go about the rest of my day and it doesn't even occur to me to listen to the silence again till 7 p.m., 8 p.m. that evening. Or, you know, when we're first starting out, it could be days before we think about it again. That at no point during that time has that silence been absent. That at no point during my paying attention to what is appearing in front of me has the one paying attention disappeared, the awareness, the consciousness. And then it changes from being about effort to being about joy and fun and recognition and remembrance. It's a passion and a devotion that begins to build then in our meditation practice. Less and less is it something that we're sitting down to do. More and more it is something we are just being. It's where our heart already is. And there is, of course, the Buddha statue depicting, you know, the classic meditation posture here behind me with the lotus position. And of course, the classic way we have interpreted that as in the physical posture that we should sit, which I never quite managed to be able to do and still can't. But really, if we were to take that posture as a way of being, an attitude, a stance in our waking state in general, rather than only something that we are sitting down to do, I have to sit this way or that way. It begins like that for all of us, of course. Little discipline is needed to make ourselves until we find the joy and the fun and the effortlessness in it. And then we want to do it. And we don't want to stop once we have to open our eyes and go about our day. So can you allow that in more? Can you change your ideas more about what meditation is? And in the end, for me, there was no difference between the word awakening and meditation. It's just what I was. I was meditation. Meditation was just happening. And the self was looking at itself more and more often and less time spent obsessing over what was coming and going, mostly thoughts, of course, and experiences that we obsess over. That became its own reward in itself, massive joy, sense of freedom. And then the things that were coming and going somehow seemed to sort themselves out anyway. So I hope this has been helpful in just looking at what we think meditation is, our ideas about it. When it becomes a synonym for awakening or freedom, then something profound is happening there for us. I hope you can begin to recognize it's not so much about hard work or effort. Those things will get in the way in the end. A more relaxed meditative stance in the rest of your life, meditating with your eyes open when you can, noticing the contextual field that the car you're driving is appearing in, if it feels safe to do so, of course, at that point. Hearing the silence behind the words that someone is speaking, noticing the awareness of those words that you have and that other person has too. There's a thousand little moments in each day where we can meditate this way. It becomes wonderful, wonderful. Because there's certain things we have to do whether we like it or not. But where our attention is while we're doing them is entirely our choice, our freedom in any moment. Thank you for listening, and I hope your meditation deepens and deepens and deepens until it's such a joy into freedom and beyond. Thank you. Namaste.